The historic Howells Opera House in Oakley, Idaho presents Cowboys in Concert, featuring cowboy singer and songwriter Bren Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson. Saturday, August 31st at 7 p.m., join us for this synergistic performance of music and poetry which keeps all audiences completely engaged. The combination of deep emotional and moving lyrics, along with the humorous and light-hearted side of life experiences, coupled with a breathtaking photographic display, makes this show one that will always be remembered. Join us Saturday, August 31st at 7 p.m. at the historic Howells Opera House in Oakley, Idaho. Tickets are available at the door or at 24tix.com. That's 24tix.com. Call 307-360-8776. That's 307-360-8776 for more information.
Howdy, boys and girls. It's Waddy Mitchell, and I'm telling you that you're right where you should be. Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Waddy Mitchell. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and I know Waddy tunes in every week.
Yeah, sure he does.
Yeah, he does.
I call Waddy for advice.
Just to listen to Farrier's File.
Well, let's talk a little bit about white line disease.
Do it, will you?
Well, what in the hairy is it?
You explain it to
explain
him,
explain it.
Yeah, Ricky?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, just like everything else in the hoof, it is a fungus.
Yeah.
And if you do not clean out that sole and pare it out and get a good, clean, healthy hoof, that fungus is going to continue to eat, just like athlete's foot.
Oh, man.
Yes.
And you know how comfortable athlete's foot is, so just imagine what your horse is going through.
Exactly.
Right?
Now, there are some topical dressings out there and everything, just a good old 10% Clorox solution works the best.
Beautiful. Make sure you clean it out.
Pare it out.
Yeah.
Get it cleaned out. Get the good, healthy hoof if you can.
Yeah, there you go.
And then go as far as you dare.
Get them someplace dry, maybe?
Absolutely. Get them somewhere dry. Maybe leave the shoe off if you can.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's some great information there, big feller.
Yeah.
And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, I thought white line disease had to do with drag racing.
Driving the road.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
If they would like to request a Dick's pick.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. They can always leave a voicemail. 307-360-8776. Doesn't mean we'll return the call.
We'll listen to it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. But Pony Express still rides to our house. We got another letter from Susan Staley. Thank you, Susan. You bet. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
I don't think we did too bad.
Not terrible.
It's easier than it looks.
Hey, it's not as easy as we make it look, right? So let's move right along, shall we? Yeah, let's do it. Trinity Seeley's riding along with us. This is one of her original songs. I like going back and listening to some of those first album songs. And I really like this one because this is about a highway in Wyoming.
Oh.
Yeah, this is Highway 132.
They're just not getting us, so we're getting out of here. We got our little family and our horses and our gear. We're headed off on Highway 132, looking for the land of the last buckaroo. Evil to the east of us and the Swayzes to the west. We're headed off on this old long-awaited quest. There ain't no looking back, my bag's already packed. Looking for the others like a good old Dean and Tad. Well, we've lost. Now with like a fever, how it can grip you by the heart. College football players, pilots, all cowboys at heart. Walmart truck in front of us is keeping perfect time, reminding us that there is a place beyond this borderline.
Isn't that a neat song?
Yeah, good stuff.
I like it.
You betcha.
Trinity Seely riding along with us this week. Well, it ain't as easy as we make it look.
That's right.
So Jacqueline and I are watching a little bit of the Olympics.
Oh, boy.
Right, very little.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. And the dressage team comes on from the USA, and Jacqueline says, how do they get those horses over there? Says, well, just like they get the athletes over there on a jet.
Yeah.
No, they don't. Yes, they do.
Yes.
So I looked it up and I showed it to her, and the outfit is called Air Horse One.
Air Horse One?
Yeah.
I like it.
I do too.
I like
Air Horse One. And they took a picture of the bay where they have all the stalls and, and the horses, and they're pretty tight stalls.
Yeah.
Because there's quite a few horses going over.
Can you imagine?
They make it look a lot easier than it's got to be.
That's got to be worse than driving a cattle truck.
Can you imagine? Yeah, if the weight shifts in the plane.
Oh, yeah.
They've got those stalls so tight. These horses don't move very much.
Well, and I think there's quite a bit of sedation that takes place.
Wouldn't you think?
I would think so.
And these horses...
Depends on the horse.
Well, these horses have probably done this before.
I've been there.
It's probably like racehorses.
Uh-huh.
You know, they've been on and off jets, yeah,
trucks, on and off, boats,
trucks, trains. Mm-hmm. They've done it all. Yeah,
right.
You know, I wonder if they're like I am, because every time I get on a plane, I get sick. I get home.
I pick up something
from someone, and I spend the next week hacking and barking.
Well, there again, that's Farrier's file. A 10% Clorox solution keeps you from getting sick.
Boy, you know, and I do. I use the hand sanitizers. I do all that stuff, but I don't know.
Doesn't help, huh?
I don't know what it is. Oh, and I guarantee masks don't help.
No.
We went through that whole pandemic thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Still got it.
We're not going to talk about that, all right? It ain't as easy as we make it look.
Do they get air sick?
Yes.
Yes.
I would assume.
Well,
wouldn't you?
I've always been told if a horse pukes, there's something really,
really bad.
Really wrong.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I used to work for a vet, and you don't want your...
They don't have that reflex.
No, they don't. Yeah. They're not like a cow who can belch methane.
Right.
If a horse belches or if something comes up, that's not a good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so don't feed them a lot of beer.
Yeah. Don't pour a Diet Coke down their nostril.
Only if you want him to get up.
Only
off
you want
the
to
ground.
Get him up. You know, professional rodeo athletes, bucking horse riders, especially saddle bronc riders, make it look so easy.
Yeah,
man, you get the right boys up there. You get Tanner Butner.
That Tanner makes it look
in that
gorgeous.
Saddle. I've been watching, keeping an eye on Tanner all summer. man, does he make that easy.
He really does. And man, what a silhouette.
Atta boy, Tan. Keep her going,
yeah,
buddy. Yep. All right, we need to ditch out to another cow commercial. Okay. And when we come back, Waddy has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.